From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. As rescue and recovery from Hurricane Harvey continues in Southeast Texas, the White House is assuring storm victims that it is not going anywhere and that money to help them will be there. Vice President Mike Pence was in Rockport, Texas on Thursday.
Even in this challenging time, the people of Texas are proving yet again that the brightest lights oftentimes come from the darkest moments. In the midst of this historic storm, the people of Texas have responded with their very best. This could well be Texas's finest hour. The road to recovery will be long and difficult, but as the president said, we will endure. We will overcome. But we all need to do our part to help our fellow Americans get back on their feet. When Congress reconvenes next week, the president will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance for families and businesses affected by this storm.
Harvey left unspeakable damage as it spent 5 days dumping record-breaking rainfall on Texas and Louisiana. Even as the southern U.S. states of Texas and Louisiana struggle to recover from the hurricane, another powerful storm is gaining strength over the Atlantic and another in the Gulf of Mexico. Irma has intensified into a Category 3 hurricane and appears to be heading toward the Caribbean and southeastern United States. And the National Hurricane Center is watching for an area of low pressure to develop over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. In its forecast Thursday, the center said if the system develops, it could bring more rainfall to Texas and Louisiana. This is VOA News. The United States flew some of its most advanced warplanes in bombing drills with South Korea on Thursday.
The flight involved two supersonic U.S. B-1B bombers, four U.S. stealth F-35B jets, and South Korean fighter jets, coming at the end of an annual joint U.S.-South Korea military exercise focused mainly on computer simulations. North Korea said the launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile on Tuesday was to counter U.S. and South Korean military drills and was the first step in military action in the Pacific to contain the U.S. territory of Guam. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The American government has ordered Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and buildings in Washington, D.C. and New York City.
The move was in response to a demand from Moscow that Washington reduce its diplomatic staff in Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed his regret about the closures shortly after the announcement was made. Thursday's announcement marked the latest chapter in a diplomatic spat, largely caused by new U.S. sanctions on Russia put in place last month. Jim Randall, VOA News.
Around 2 million Muslim pilgrims have marked the high point of the Hajj. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Prince Khalid Al Faisal, Emir of Mecca, told journalists the Saudi government has done its utmost to ensure the comfort and safety of the pilgrims attending this year's Hajj. He says the Saudi Hajj Authority has provided 21,000 tour buses, a shuttle train that can carry 360,000 pilgrims, and provided for health concerns with 30,000 doctors and nurses, 17 hospitals, 35 emergency rooms, and 135 mobile health centers. Thousands of Saudi security personnel dressed in black held training drills overnight to ensure their readiness for possible problems. The Hajj concludes Friday as pilgrims sacrifice an animal. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Foreigners who were denied entry into the United States as a result of President Trump's travel ban will now receive help from the government to reapply for visas under a lawsuit settlement reached Thursday. The Department of Justice will help them over the next 3 months. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA's World Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.